Chapter 3. Not Bad. Erastus Carthage. You stand at the railing, knowing that they don't believe you. Scientists, researchers, lab rats from across the country. Funders, bless their wallets. Underlings, too, those predoctoral peons who serve well as exploitable implements but get underfoot like so many neglected cats. And the media. Any demonstration would be wasted without at least a few reporters to gawk and scrawl. "Are we ready?" you call in the direction of the speakerphone. "Just one moment more, Dr. Carthage," replies the chief postdoctoral fellow, a red-haired Yalie whose future depends on situations like this. If there is any benefit to life in the academy, it is the subservience of young men and women who know that a single letter of concern in their file, one rumor of falsified lab results, so much as a whisper of faint praise by you at the major conventions, and their career at this scientific altitude is over. Instead of working with leading minds in splendid labs, they'll be teaching freshman biology at some dead-end college in nowhere America. For those with lofty aspirations, anxiety about your whims is a splendid motivator. Their fear is your security. The team works behind glass that runs the width of the room. It was costly, that window, but you designed this lab as much for display as for research. You imagined a day like this. You dreamed of it. Yet now that it's arrived, it feels less like a granted wish than like an inevitability. Reason and inquiry prevail once again. Some tasks take place under lab hoods because one can never be certain which germs might also enjoy re-entering the living world. Team members wear white coats, per your instructions. But since the staff labors in jeans on ordinary days, the coats are purely for show. But then, the whole exercise serves that same purpose. This morning's demonstration. The conference this afternoon with you delivering the keynote. Until your ideas take firmer hold in the public mind, and funding becomes reliably perpetual, everything is for effect. After all, once the discovery occurs, science is mostly theater. You are not remotely nervous. The lab has replicated this process 9 times in front of an audience, plus 22 essays before the first paper appeared, with a long list.